It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, Wisconsin's a spooky place at this time of year, and I'm not talking about the election. Lots of lore-filled destinations, haunted houses, ghost tours, and all kinds of other fun stuff. Not to mention pumpkin patches, corn mazes, costume contests. Well, the list goes on. What's your favorite spooky scene? Do you prefer a man-made haunted house tour, or would you rather explore an eerie place in nature? Tell us about your haunted Wisconsin experience. Where were you? What happened? Do you love all things scary? It's a family affair. Maybe everyone else likes creepy places, and you'd rather stay away safe and sound. We'll share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Stephanie Klett is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and a spooky good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, John.
So some people hate getting scared. Other people love it, especially this time of year. So, Stephanie, let's get personal right off the bat. Which camp do you fall in?
I am camp non-scary, but once a year, I will grin and bear it and go with friends for something haunted. Once a year. That's it. That's all I got in me. How about you?
You're a better human being than I am, Stephanie Klett, because I just don't like being scared, period. Hosting several hours a day of talk radio is as scary as I want to be.
Well, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, well, it depends on what day you ask. Okay, so that's enough psychology for now. Let's cater to the thrill seekers for a bit, and because there's money to be made here somewhere. Where can people find Wisconsin's most haunted destinations?
Well, I've got about five of them for you. And let's start in our biggest city of Milwaukee, downtown Pfister Hotel. So the Pfister Hotel opened in 1893, of course. It's always a top-rated hotel property, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the country. So it was opened by Charles Pfister, and it is rumored that he is still hanging around the property today. He's been spotted on the marble grand staircase. He teases visiting professional baseball players during their stays in the hotel, because you got to remember, this is the 1890s, so baseball was the sport. So I love it because USA Today did a big story. And they reported that one baseball player, these are professional baseball players, was spooked enough that he actually had to sleep with his bat. Another baseball player left his room to sleep on the couch in the lobby. I wish I would have been there to see that. Some of the other baseball players have even sought alternative lodging down the street. They're like, no way, not going to be scared. They have the John Munson philosophy. So they've reported hearing strange pounding noises in the night. Then they awake to find clothes and furniture have been moved or windows and blinds are open. But I think my favorite is one Minnesota Twins player said his iPod started playing inexplicably and vibrating across the table on the other side of the room twice. So
wow.
If you want a haunted destination, the beautiful Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee is your place to go and spend the night.
That is so cool. Well, yeah, athletes are a superstitious group anyway, so I don't think it takes too much to spook them.
Well, and I think us folks that are watching the athletes are a little superstitious ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got my game day. Yeah, I've got my game day traditions.
Yeah. So what else we got?
Well, the next place I take you to is Oshkosh. And there's an opera house. Again, it's historical, built 10 years before the Pfister Hotel in 1883, called The Grand. And they say it's one of the most haunted locations in Wisconsin. So it's a beautifully restored Victorian theater, and they have a number of paranormal sightings that have taken place over the years. So according to the Oshkosh Northwestern, theater guests and performers have seen an apparition of a former stage manager watching from a seat in the balcony during rehearsals and peering out second floor windows. Okay, that just creeps me out.
So there really is a phantom in the opera.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, did we just lose Stephanie? Uh-oh, that's spooky. All right. Well, while we reconnect with Stephanie, let me ask you, what's your favorite spooky place? 800-642-1234. Where do you go when you want to get really scared? And don't say your mother-in-law's house. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Talk at WPR.org. Excuse me, ideas at WPR.org. I went old school there for a second. Those are both great ways to get in touch with us this morning. 800-642-1234. Maybe you have a favorite non-scary place you like to go to for Halloween. Someplace you can take the kids, a corn maze. What's your favorite destination? Let us know. 800-642-1234. Did we get Stephanie back?
You are. You did.
Wow. You know, I think maybe this broadcast is cursed.
I think we're being haunted because I haven't moved. I am sitting down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's blame insert provider here. Now, we've talked about Milwaukee and Oshkosh. Let's move a little farther north because you've got a place up in the North Woods that's kind of spooky, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we love our supper clubs in Wisconsin. And, you know, they're about 100 years old. And one of the oldest supper clubs in the whole state, you'll find in Minocqua. It's called Norwood Pines, and it is just one of my favorites. And it was once a popular gangster dinner spot. So this restaurant's known for, you know, great old fashions and great food. It's number one on TripAdvisor for places to go in Minocqua for restaurants. But it's also known for its ghost, Edgar. Now, I don't know about you, but Edgar is a name that doesn't really scare me. But
yeah, no,
Edgar,
it doesn't.
Right. Uh-oh, look at it. It's creepy Edgar. But Edgar died in the hotel above the restaurant and haunts the restaurant in his trench coat. So the owners have been known to leave a glass of brandy on the bar to see if he'll come out. And a lot of patrons claim to have been tapped on the shoulder or have a hand on their back, and they turn around and nobody's there. It's Edgar.
Well, you know, if you leave a glass of brandy on a bar unattended in Wisconsin, you know it's going to disappear.
Yeah, we hate to break it to them. It ain't the ghost.
Yeah, I was just going to say. All right. You know, we're having way too much fun here. One of us is going to be in trouble, and I don't think it's going to be you. Let's move on to another location then. What else we have in this section?
All right, let's take you to two other places in southwest Wisconsin. So one of them is the Boscobel Hotel in Boscobel. So this hotel was built on the same site of an old burned-down saloon. So some say that the Boscobel Hotel is haunted by its original owner, who was a man named Adam Bobble, and he died in 1881. Another theory why it's haunted is that an orphan girl named Snowflake, you can't make that up.
Oh, man.
Snowflake was abandoned outside the hotel and returned there from beyond the grave. So today the hotel is once again a bar. It has fine dining in the evenings on you know, Thursday through Saturday. But a lot of people that go there say you will feel the presence of something and that, you know, you have that kind of air feeling that gives you the goosebumps. So people claim it about the Boscobel Hotel. Find out for yourself. And last, I have for you the Old Baraboo Inn in Baraboo.
So I'm gonna ask you to hold the Old Baraboo Inn for just a moment because that music tells me we have to step aside for just a sec. We're taking a spooky tour around the state of Wisconsin with Wisconsin Secretary of Tourism Stephanie Klatt. We want to know what your favorite spooky or fun Halloween place is in the Badger State. 800-642-1234. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're talking about all things spooky and things fun in Wisconsin and Halloween with Stephanie Klatt, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and with you if you care to join us at 800-642-1234. Stephanie, when last we left this conversation, we were in Baraboo. Let's pick it up.
Well, and this is my last kind of destination place for folks to visit. It's called the Old Baraboo Inn. And it's a formal brothel and watering hole, and it now operates as a tavern with upstairs apartments. So the inn's most famous guest is Mary, and she's a woman who died in the building in the early 1900s and has been known to appear cavorting in her saloon dancer dress. And what I love is the owner is a man named B.C. Farr, and he said, "I don't care if people think I'm crazy. I have seen this stuff." He told the Wisconsin State Journal that he's seen everything from dishware flying off a rack, a broom floating across the kitchen, doors opening and closing by themselves. And he said he's just learned to embrace the paranormal activity, and he loves taking guests on ghost hunts. So if you want a little tour, Old Bear Boo Inn is a great place to go.
So speaking of tours, these places offer tours, or can we just drop in and be scared?
A little bit of both. They don't have anything set up formally, but once, especially the smaller places like Boscobel Hotel and the Old Bear Boo Inn, you know, those places, it's hard not to meet the owner. So oftentimes they'll just get to talking with you and off you go.
Is there a cost? Do we need tickets?
Oh, no, not for this. But we've got some things that you do need tickets for.
Let's talk about some of those, because we're going to run out of time way before we run out of content here, which is actually a good thing to have happen if you're on the radio.
So we have some of the top-rated haunted houses in America. And one of them, and it is scary. I did this one time, and I'm never doing it again. It's called Terror on the Fox, and it's in Green Bay. And it's hosted by the National Railroad Museum, which is, you know, an incredible place. So that's why I thought, oh, yeah, we'll take a train ride, get a little, you know, a little scared, and then you come back. Oh, man, there's a reason they call it Terror on the Fox and not just Scared on the Fox. So this has been going on, Terror on the Fox, for 20 years. It has one of the largest single haunted houses in the Midwest. It was voted one of the best haunted houses in America by hauntedhouses.com, which is a website dedicated to haunted attractions and real-life paranormal sites. But you literally board that vintage train. So you get on a train, and it brings you to the haunted houses in the woods at night, where you can explore one of the two haunted houses. Each one of them has their own storyline, and they change, and they are scary. They change every year. Mm. So it's open every weekend through November 3rd, so there's still time to go. They do have some weeknights leading up to Halloween, so check their website. But they do a special matinee for kids on Sunday, October 28th, so that's not quite as scary. So if you want to bring the kids out, you can do that. But Terror on the Fox in Green Bay at the National Railroad Museum, it is scary. It's terrifying.
Okay. I'm scared already. So Wisconsin, there's one in Waukesha. There's a haunted house in Waukesha.
Oh, man. And I'm telling you, this one, John, don't put this one on your list, because this place is not for the faint of heart. Again, this was voted a USA Today 10 Best Haunted Attractions and the number one haunted house in America by Haunted Attraction Magazine. Don't you love they actually have magazines for haunted houses and attractions? So Feargrounds in Waukesha has three separate haunted houses, and each one takes you through a different part of a haunted Victorian manor. So this year, they have an all-new escape room called Anguish. And, you know, escape rooms are so popular right now. But this one is haunted, and it lasts a full hour. There's just no way I'm doing it. There's no way. So tickets start at $15, depending on the attraction. The last day to visit the Feargrounds is this Saturday. So if you want to truly be spooked, three haunted houses in one, Wisconsin Feargrounds and Waukesha is the one you don't want to miss.
Well, now this next one reminds me of my show, Dead by Dawn. But I've died in the first hour lots of times. This is a bed and breakfast up in Manitowoc?
Okay, this place is so awesome because it's Halloween every night of the year. This is the world's first dead and breakfast, not bed and breakfast, dead and breakfast. And their goal is for you to get an unrestful night's sleep. So it's located in downtown Manitowoc in a historic building, beautiful, built in 1851. So you start your evening with an unhappy hour in the shrunken headroom. So before an evening of unexpected visits from the living and the dead. So when you get to the bed and breakfast, you can have this unhappy hour. Then go explore Manitowoc, but you have to be back to the bed and breakfast by 11 because they lock the doors. And you have to be in your room and ready for bed by midnight, and that's when the haunting starts. So you're going to be haunted throughout the night in many different ways.
So Jamie Lee Curtis shows up and screams? I don't know. All right. Hang on. I want to get to some non-spooky things.
Oh, you bet.
This trip is getting too scary for me. Where can people go to find some plain old, good old seasonal fun?
Well, you know what? I'd send you to Lodi because they have a place called Trinan Farms, and they have a corn maze every year that is just fantastic. This year's corn maze is called The Elephant's Child, so it's a big elephant, and it's based on the Kipling story, The Elephant's Child. So it's just so much fun. They have a pumpkin patch. They have wagon rides that are pulled by beautiful Belgian draft horses. The farm's 14 acres of pumpkin patches. They have 15 different varieties of pumpkins. So it's open through the end of October. They also do a Zompocalypse. So it's the corn maze at night with a zombie theme. And afterwards, they have a big zombie-themed dance and party. So Trinan Farms in Lodi is just a great place to go with family.
Zombies. Hey, I like zombies. Zombies are cool. Okay, so Trinan Farms. Do they shoot pumpkins out of cannons or from medieval siege weapons or anything like that?
No, that I don't remember. Okay. It's been a couple years since I've been to Trinan Farms, but usually they have pumpkin cannons, which are really cool.
Yeah, well, we had a guy on last week from Rice Lake who was they were throwing them out of trebuchets, and that sounded like really cool fun. Let's try something in Lake Geneva. What do we got going on there?
Well, Lake Geneva is just a full destination because they do a ghost walk. They have a walking tour of Lake Geneva, which also gives you a little scoop on a bank robbery. They have the Booze and Brews Halloween Bash at Lake Long Resort. But one of my favorite is Lake Geneva Canopy Tours. This weekend they're doing the Fall Fest and Pumpkin Drop. So if you do the zip line, the Lake Geneva Canopy Tour, it's one of the longest zip lines in America. When you finish your canopy tour on the racing zip line, you can aim a pumpkin to hit the center of a bullseye painted on the ground. So land it just right, you win a prize. But they have, you know, these great trails for hiking. They have live music. They have a fun scavenger hunt. So that's Lake Geneva is a great one. And they're also doing the American Horror Film Festival tonight and tomorrow at the Geneva Theater. So they're going to have all these different horror movie short films, documentaries from around the country.
Did I mention that I'm also afraid of heights? Well, actually, it's not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of depths. So some people are just looking for an excuse to wear a clever costume. Where can we find that excuse in Wisconsin?
Well, you know what? They recommend, like, any corn maze in Wisconsin. And for a listing, go to travelwisconsin.com. That is the state's official travel website. We have 15,000 places and attractions listed. And so we will have, you know, any kind of Halloween activity that you want is listed there. Because there's so many things that are doing, you know, everything from trunk or treating, trick or treating, attractions, businesses, a lot of smaller towns do a Halloween get together. So kids come into their stores, they hand out treats, and you get special sales. So if you want to wear a costume, there is a place to wear a costume in the state.
So what costume are you wearing?
I am going as the Limburger Queen. And
the Limburger Queen?
Well, you know, the Green County Cheese Days did make me Limburger Queen in perpetuity this year. So it was a title I won 6 years ago, and so now it's forever. So it's not really a costume, but people think it is because they're like, obviously, nobody has a Limburger Queen. So I have a bright blue feather boa, and the sash they gave me that says Limburger Queen Forever was made by the same sash company that makes the Miss America banner. Oh, it is bejeweled, and I've got a Limburger Queen crown. Oh, yeah, I'm going as Limburger Queen.
So does it smell like Limburger, too, or is it... Is
well,
this just a visual?
Since Limburger is stinky, I promise as Limburger Queen to always smell nice.
All right. If you don't mind telling us, where are you headed for Halloween fun this year?
Well, I'm actually sticking in my home area of Beloit, But I am road tripping it a whole 33 miles to Lake Geneva. So I'm going to do the Lake Geneva ghost tour walk, which I have never done. So this will be a first for me.
That sounds like fun. Stephanie, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, John.
Stephanie Klett is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. TravelWisconsin.com. Check it out. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Stick around. Lots more fun to come.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak under sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.